Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. After one of the best playoff stretches in NBA history, 11 straight wins, the Knicks play game one of the NBA Finals in San Antonio tonight. Tip-off at about 8:30. Fans are invited to watch parties. There's an outdoor party at Plaza 33, two ticketed watch parties inside MSG, and at Summer Stage in Central Park. They're free, but you have to register, and sorry, the Inside MSG event is full. Already at the Garden, our Amanda Alexander, who joins us live. You got the good assignment today, Amanda.
Feeling lucky, Bridget. And listen, before I even give you a preview of the fun inside MSG, I do want to tell you what it's like around and heading towards the direction of MSG. So, I mean, traffic's always a good place to start, folks. Expect a lot of that if you're coming this way. But once you get past that, you start to see it. Orange and blue jerseys, had some folks in the area even have big Knicks flags. That's fun to see. You'll certainly see me in all orange. But passing by some bars, you'll already see folks flowing in because, Bridget, we aren't days or weeks away from game one anymore. There are hours left and major excitement in the city. So, again, I expect nothing less inside MSG. So I'm going to head in and keep you posted. Let's go, Knicks. Reporting live in Midtown, Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
All right, Amanda. A little bit psyched there, sounds like. With fans heading to the watch parties or their favorite bars and restaurants to watch the Knicks during the finals, the city is saying ka-ching. Mayor Mondani says the team's postseason run has generated an estimated $202 million in economic activity. And if the Knicks play all the possible home games, that number more than doubles. It is the Knicks' first time in the finals in 2017. Years. If they win, they will snap a 53-year championship drought. So how big a Knicks fan are you? So big that you want to express your love in ink?
One Knicks fan loves his team so much, he said it was time to bleed blue and orange, getting a Knicks tattoo at Live by the Sword.
I mean, I probably would have done it in 99 if I wasn't a child.
Joshua Bautista, wearing his Brunson jersey and custom-made Knicks shoes, sat in the tattoo chair.
My best friend and I had talked about getting matching Knicks tattoos if we won the finals, and then let's do it.
His artist, Sydney Gonzalez, says this isn't the first Knicks tattoo she's done.
I think it's pretty cool to see like the dedication that sports fans really have to their team.
And at Live by the Sword, they're expecting many more people to be coming in here as they're offering flash Knicks tattoos for just $50. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Soho.
Well, if a tat is too much, you can buy a Knicks street sign. The City Transportation Department has just announced a limited number of Knickerbocker Avenue signs on sale. 222 in all, available through City Store for $100 each, one per customer. In other news this afternoon, a vaccine to stop breast cancer from recurring is being tested at Stony Brook Cancer Center on Long Island.
I think it would just be like the best thing in the world if this vaccine works.
Christina Emetrano survived HER2 positive stage 2 breast cancer, which makes up 20% of the cases and has a higher risk of recurrence. She has been participating in the Flamingo Breast Cancer Vaccine Clinical Trial, which, if approved, would prevent the cancer from recurring.
Without treatments that we have today, I wouldn't be here, so I'm just happy to contribute.
Stony Brook Cancer Center Dr. Jules Cohen says the vaccine is designed to stimulate the immune system. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
A good news, bad news report on crime in the city. Killings are down, but hate crimes are up.
More dramatic crime drops for the first 5 months of this year. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch touting them as record-breaking. Murders down nearly 21%, shootings down almost 6%. Major crimes down in all five boroughs. The commissioner says precision policing continues to show results, going after guns, gangs, putting cops where the problems are. A stubborn stat, felony assault has remained up with a big increase in attacks on government workers, and confirmed hate crimes are up dramatically, 74% compared to the previous May. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Some other notes, more than half of all confirmed hate crimes were anti-Jewish. The Bronx is leading the city with the largest year-to-date decrease in major crime. Also, major crime in the transit system was down 1.1% since last year. Tonight is opening night for the Tribeca Film Festival, a 12-day event. Is celebrating a milestone this time.
Tribeca Film Festival co-founder Jane Rosenthal thought it would be a one-and-done event designed to lift people up after 9/11.
It was only how could we bring people back downtown, how we give our neighbors something to look forward to.
Her partner Robert De Niro, however, felt otherwise.
And my feeling was it would be great if it could be part of the fabric of New York, a New York tradition that just goes on forever.
It hasn't gone on forever, but it has become a part of the fabric of New York. This year, the Tribeca Film Festival celebrates its 25th year. Sherry Preston, ABC News, New York.
1010 Winds is an official media partner of the Tribeca Festival. De Niro, by the way, plus Martin Scorsese and Jodie Foster will hold a discussion after a screening of Taxi Driver, which turned 50 this year. Also among the festival highlights, tonight's premiere of Questlove's documentary about Earth, Wind, and Fire with a performance by the band. And the movie Happy Hours reunites director Katie Holmes with her Dawson's Creek co-star, Joshua Jackson.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.